Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I would like to welcome everybody who has tuned in this morning to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and we just like to welcome all of our fans and supporters, and also here with me, our live studio audience. It's been such a wonderful weekend. I'm telling you, we just had an enormous happy time. There was just so much going on, so many people to interact with. It's been interesting. I hope that wherever you were on yesterday, and wherever you are today, that you also had that level of enjoyment in your life. I'm telling you, anytime I get together with people, you know, that have different things to share, it's just something about it. It's just something about, you know, being surrounded with people who are of like minds, people who you can interact with, people who are excited about what they are doing in life. And it's just been exciting, and it's just flowing over into this weekend. I hope it continues because we have so much to accomplish in the month of February. You know, we just came out of January. January seemed like, you know, it was just so filled with so much excitement. So I hope you are experiencing the same thing, you know, and whatever you may do in life or, you know, with your family, with your friends. Because today we're going to be talking about 12 keys to effectiveness in speaking to your audience or speaking to your peers or speaking to your customers, your clients, or whatever it may be, or just speaking to people in general, knowing the difference in your audience. And, you know, that makes a huge amount of difference, knowing the difference in the people that you're talking to, their likes, the things that lights them up. You know, we talked about it, I think, on last week, what lights you up, what your passion is about. And, you know, whatever, you know, the circumstances, whatever place I find myself in, my passion always seems to flow through. And my passion is helping other people and igniting them to do what's on their heart. You know, so it's just been an exciting week, a very weekend, a long weekend, a tiring weekend, but, you know, nevertheless, an exciting weekend. And when we talk about the 12 keys to effectiveness in speaking to your audience, number one is talk to your audience as if you're talking to them individually. You know, talk to them. So it won't seem like you're talking to everybody, because the way you word your conversation, it makes a big difference. Everybody wants to feel like they are part of, you know, the conversation. And that's one, you know, pet peeve of mine, that I don't like to leave anybody out. You know, whatever gathering that, you know, we may have, because, you know, this particular weekend is Super Bowl weekend, and it's going to be, you know, a big gathering with family and friends, and, you know, and I don't like to leave anybody out. You know, I like to, you know, bring everybody into the conversation or, you know, what's going on. So with that being said, talk to your audience as if you're talking to them individually. Number two, have a conversation with your audience. Hear what their hearts are saying. You know, it's not all about what you're saying or what you want to get across, but have a conversation with your audience. It doesn't matter if it's one person, two person, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people. Have a conversation with them and listen to what their heart is saying. You know, everybody's heart is saying something. So, and we're going to go down this and you're going to see more about, you know, what I'm talking about when I'm saying having a conversation with them and hearing what their heart is saying. Every situation is different. Every conversation is different. Every group of people, you know, is different. So, you know, you have to really listen as you project. You know, if I had this I have this talk show right now, and if I was talking to another group of people at another different time, it would be a whole different thing. You know, I would project a whole different thing. So you really have to concentrate. You really have to hear what people's hearts are saying so you could project, you know, that individuality into each and every one. What are their likes? What are their concerns? What are they, you know, going through? What are they maybe struggling with? Number three, be confident in adjusting to the atmosphere of the room. Every room, every place has an atmosphere, and you have to be confident in adjusting to that, you know. And it goes along with number four. You may have to make adjustments to what you already have prepared. So don't be afraid to make those adjustments to, you know, get outside of the box. And, you know, we always talk about that. We have to get outside of the box and make those adjustments to what we are feeling in the room, the energy that we are feeling. You know, sometimes, you know, I was in a situation on yesterday, you know, a different situation when I was talking about the excitement and whatever, and it was just like dead, you know? It was just like dead because the people are so burned out and they're so confused and different things are going on. They have this, they have that going on. And when I said a certain thing, I was saying certain things, well, then the energy started pumping in the room. You know, they got excited. They were really attentive. They were writing down things. So you have to, you know, be confident in making adjustments according to the atmosphere in the room, according to the people. So you have to, you know, learn how to not be nervous in those areas and not to fear, but just, you know, make adjustments so people will come to that level of excitement where they'll come out of themselves and absorb what you are teaching them, absorb what you are saying to them. Number five is be well-rounded, well-informed about your solutions to the problems, you know. Be well-rounded. When you're well-rounded, well, now you're ready for anything. Anything that they may say, anything that they may do, any questions that they may ask. You know, you have to know stuff. You have to do your homework. You have to know what's going on in your field in order to, you know, enlighten people. You know, you just can't stick to what you have written down or what you have prepared. Because I'm going to tell you, I prepare things all the time because I am a person who constantly prepares, you know, myself for, you know, any place that I am where I have to teach people, where I have to motivate people. But I'm going to tell you, it's not 100% what I say is on that paper or, you know, in those notes. There's times that, you know, I don't even use notes, that I just speak, you know, I speak from my heart. I may jot down 10 things on the paper or 20 things on a sheet of paper, just like an outline. And then I just go with the flow. Just like right now, I'm talking to you. I have an outline that, you know, I prepared to give you the tips, but that's it. So you have to make adjustments. You have to be well-rounded about solutions to other people's problems. So, in other words, know your stuff. Know your stuff. Know your passion. You know, when you become one with your passion, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Teach, number six, teach your audience how they can benefit from your products and services. When you listen to them, when they giving you questions, feedback, or when you listen to their heart, you know, you're looking at their faces, you're listening to what they got. They may say something, they may not, you know. They may not, but then you teach them the benefits of your passion, your products, your services, whatever they may be. Always offer solutions to problems. Never add to problems. Of course, we all have certain things, okay? We don't want to highlight those things, those problems that we may have, that we're going to work out a solution for those problems because that's how, you know, people may feel. So we're not going to go present them problems. We're going to present them solutions to their problems. Number seven, be truly concerned about their needs and highlight a solution to a major hurdle that will captivate them. You have to truly be concerned for people's needs. You know, you just don't do things just to do things. Or like some people do, just do things, oh, I see this, you know, I can make all this money and this, that, that. You see, when I'm presenting things, money is the furthest thing from me. You know, the furthest thing. I'm being a solution to their problem, to their situation. So you have to truly be concerned about other people's needs because it is a need. It's a major need a lot of times. And you highlight a solution to a major hurdle that will captivate them, something that will get them thinking, oh, well, this is a solution. Now they begin to see how they could come out of a situation. They begin to see how this solution will work in their situation. So truly be concerned about people's needs. You have to be concerned about people, not concerned about what you want, but concerned about them. And that's something that speaks volumes right there. And I hope that you listen to that, you know, that step number seven, be truly concerned about other people's needs. Number eight, paint a picture in their mind and interact with questions that you propose to them, okay? Paint a picture in their mind. Leave them with a picture where they can see themselves out of their problem, where they can see a solution. And that picture will play in their minds over and over and interact with their questions, any questions that, you know, you may propose to them. Interact. That's why you have to know. You have to know and be well-rounded about your passion. You see, this it can't be somebody else's passion because it won't work. It has to be something that's truly on your heart, something that motivates you, something that lights you up. Something that lights you up. Number nine, allow your passion to explode. It will interject into the audience. You have to allow yourself to just explode into their lives, explode into the conversation, explode into that room, into that atmosphere, just like we did on yesterday. We allowed ourselves just to explode in that place. Every participant, because, you know, I speak, but then I have other things that's going on in each meeting. And other people are involved in, you know, what they do, their passion. And as we come together, you know, it changes the whole atmosphere. It not only, you know, changes the atmosphere, like I said, when you allow your passion to flow, but it breathes power into what's being said. And, you know, the words that we speak are power. It brings momentum into the room. It also breeds knowledge into your audience. So be prepared to lift somebody up, to encourage somebody, or whatever your passion is. Be equipped to allow your passion to explode. Number 10, open the door to Q&A session, the questions and answers, and use what you hear to expand your knowledge. What other people propose to you, use that to expand your knowledge, because now you're going to draw conclusions from what they hear. What they hear, you know, that you'll draw conclusions from that, because it is how people in general feel or what they struggle with. So always, you know, listen and listen intently. You know, jot something down. And then you expand your knowledge, and then you research that. You bring that into, you know, a discussion. You bring that into a speech, whatever it may be. And that will give you an expansion to what you are already doing. Number 11, study and place what you heard into effect. Don't just let it sit there on the sidelines on that paper, but you place it into effect. And number 12, remain focused. Remain focused. No matter what, always bring it back. Always bring whatever you are saying back to the main topic and the topics that you are talking about, the little, you know, attributes under it. Always bring it back. Remain focused. Because a lot of times you may be stepping into a place where it's total disorder, and you have to remain focused to bring it back into an order where everything can flow, where people will understand, giving them a guideline of how to come out of a situation. Remember, 12 steps to effectiveness in speaking to your audience is knowing the difference in your audience and the steps that I have given unto you. So if this is something that will help you along the way, I pray that you absorb what you have heard. And we thank you for tuning in today to Your Turning Point. Again, I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. And share your turning point with other people. Mark your turning point as a favorite so you won't miss any of our broadcasts. Until next week, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.